Bis yata dishmaya adonais fasai tiftach ufia gid tehila secha. We've been discussing how although the principles and fundamentals of what it means to live a life of emunah and truly fulfill our purpose in this world, in a sense does have limited information, and after spending time studying the topic, one might have mastered the information. However, as discussed, our purpose in this world is not just to know the information, but rather to take that information and truly internalize it, and Bezrat Hashem transform our lives to be able to live according to the values of true emunah. The first and most fundamental question that needs to be discussed is why did Hashem, a being who does not have any needs and who is completely perfect in his core, decide to create this universe and everything that is encompassed within it? Usually when one creates something or embarks on any sort of venture, the reason I would do so is because I need or want something, such as more money, that could help me live more comfortably by embarking on this business venture. Whereas if there'd be no financial gain nor personal fulfillment by getting involved in this business venture, I certainly wouldn't embark on this project. Hashem does not need anything in this world because he's completely perfect in his core. So why did he decide to create this world? And as we've discussed previously many times, before answering this question, or in fact any question, we need to ask ourselves what method we're going to use to try to answer this question. If I just use my head to try find the answer, I need to ask myself, have I ever made a mistake before? And of course, anyone real with themselves will quickly realize that we all make many mistakes all the time. And that being the case, how can I be comfortable to assume that the answer I might think of for this most important question of why Hashem decided to create the world in the first place, which will ultimately lead to what exactly is my purpose on a moment-to-moment basis, to assume that the answer that I might think of with my limited brain, which is very susceptible to constant mistakes. But what else are we supposed to do? If not for using my head to try find a solution, what other possible solution is there? As we've discussed previously, just to illustrate this concept in a more tangible way, when one looks at the current war between Israel and its enemies, most of us can easily understand that the truth is with Israel and the cruelty is with the enemies. However, it's fascinating to point out that most of the world does not believe so. And when you look around at the people that have sided with the enemies of Israel, many of them might be smarter people than you and I. And that being the case, one feels like screaming and saying, "How can you not see the truth? If you are such a clever individual in many other ways, why are you making such a terrible mistake in this area?" And similarly, when one looks at the Holocaust, many people who followed Hitler, yamach shemo, and his atrocious policies, in many areas of life, they might be smarter than you and I. And again, seeing as that's the case, and we are not dealing with just plain silly individuals who cannot understand anything, but rather many of them smart individuals, how could they make such a grave mistake, which seems so apparently obvious to us? And it would be such a basic logical conclusion to all of us that Hitler and his policies are completely gravely mistaken and untruthful, whereas again many of the people, clever people, did not see it that way. And that being the case, even though we might feel like we see things clearly in these areas, we are also people and limited by our human limitations, just like many of those people, clever people, were limited and blinded in many ways. So what therefore are we to do when we ask ourselves, why exactly do I exist? What is my purpose in the world? How can I make sure that before I leave this world, I have fulfilled the real purpose of why Hashem decided to create me? In order to answer that, let us break down these points in a clear way, and again, even if we've heard this information many times before, try to take this information, to understand it, and to apply it, everyone in our own way, to our own lives, and each day more and more, be able to thereby, Bezrat Hashem, grow and live according to the values of true emunah.